kind of a mottled bark.
What you talking about, dogwood?
Dogwood, or this is bigger than dogwood. In fact, it's a good-sized tree. Sometimes it's a buttonwood tree, or
poplar. It's sort of like a poplar you're talking about, but
sometimes some people call it a buttonball, or plane tree, or
no,
sycamore.
You got nothing like that around here.
No, sycamore tree. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got sycamore.
Have you?
Yeah, they have a, put out a kind of a bowl of a thing, you know,
right.
Place of a bloom, that's a bowl like.
Mm-hmm. When you were young, did you ever call that a buttonball tree?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No, I just don't know.
Sometimes people say they used to
I never paid much attention to them since I got grown.
I see.
Now, down on the tip of bottom down there where I was working some land down there. Fellow had been working, he'd let one grow up there, I guess 30 feet high, you know, and I cut it down, had them have bowls on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to coughing, and I thought I never would quit coughing. And sycamore will do that for me every time I cut one of them down.
Is that right?
With the green leaves on it.
So, yeah,
fuzz
awesome.
Off that leaf, it's got fuzz on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just cough my head off.
Now you're getting your lungs, eh? And that a red bush that's got some poisonous, sometimes gives you an itch. Sometimes in the fall, leaves get very red. Does shoemake?
Oh, shoemake.
Is that?
Shoemake. They call it shoemake, but it's spelled S-U-M-A-C.
I see. And
I recollect that. I turned the whole class down the other one time in a spelling match.
Is that right?
Shoemake. But everybody says shoemake.
I see. Somebody told me that the reason it's called shoemake is that cobblers used to use it to dye leather. Did you ever hear that?
No, I've heard talk of different kinds of bark, tannin leather,
mm-hmm.
and things being used, but I don't know none of myself.
Mm-hmm. And then I did want to ask you some questions about the weather. Especially how we used to say, how you used to talk about the weather, you know, if you have a very heavy rain, did you have any special names?
Well, they call that a flood, you know,
uh-huh.
thing like that. Let's see. Cloud burst, you some people, you know, if it's awful big, you know, they call it a cloud burst, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call it a gully washer?
Yeah, we got a gully washer.
Uh-huh. Any other terms like that?
You know, I forgot a lot of them things. Uh-huh. I never think of them.
A lady told me that she used to call her family used to call it a goose drowner. Did you ever hear that?
No.
The geese would go out and hold up their heads, let the water run down their backs, but then they'd take in so much water it actually drowned.
Oh, that's a little old duck or goose.
Right.
Yeah, they drown themselves. Just keep straightening their head up.
Right. And she said it
drowned.
Yeah, and so they used to call a heavy rain a goose drowner.
Well, I did. I never heard it called that. But I know they drowned the little old goose.
And if it's